Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. The Reverend Doug Gerbenaw is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 23. And when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119 speaks of God's law. In Hebrew, it is God's Torah, his teaching. For our Lutheran ears that make that distinction of law and gospel, it is perhaps better for us to hear this as, "Oh, how I love your word. It is my meditation all the day." Language of devotion. The psalmist is confessing his dependence on God's word, his teaching, his Torah. It is a word that shapes, it humbles, it sanctifies. It is the very word incarnate who now stands in the temple in our reading today, teaching, healing, redeeming. And the chief priests and the elders, they come to Jesus, challenging his credentials, doubting his right to proclaim the truth. "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" It's not an honest inquiry. It's a power play. Framed like a courtroom charge, the question really betrays their chief concern: control. The religious elite, they built their authority on tradition, institutional respectability, on their ability to know the Torah. And now Jesus, this prophet from Nazareth, he teaches, he acts as one who has authority. And the people marvel. In the chief priests, the elders, we see the posture of unbelief. Not open ears, but folded arms. They do not seek the truth. They seek self-preservation. And so Jesus asks his own question. The baptism of John, from where did it come? And they are left exposed. If they affirm John, they indict themselves. If they reject John, they risk the wrath of the people. And so they answer, "We do not know." Not a response of humility, but self-preservation. They would rather feign ignorance than confess the truth. Psalm 119 that we sang today rejoices in understanding and in the hatred of the false ways. But here, those who were entrusted with the spiritual leadership, they cling to ambiguity. They know the game, they play it well. But they know not the Torah. They know not the gospel and the power therein. See, God's law reveals their cowardice, it reveals their sin, and it does reveal ours as well. How often do we refuse to let the word have authority over us? We bend, maybe not breaking, but bending doctrine for our comfort. We fear rejection more than truth. We shrink from confessing what we know, believe, because we sometimes fear the people. But our Lord does not wield his authority for political sparring. He doesn't come to outwit the sinner and show his brilliance. He comes to redeem us. The very one whose authority they question did not come to crush them, but to be crushed for them. The one who silences their scheming now will later be silent before his accusers. And he who baffled the proud with a question would answer none of theirs at trial. By what authority? Truly by the authority, the will of the Father, that he would suffer and bleed and die, and on the third day rise again, that by his holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, we might be made new, forgiven, redeemed, heirs of heaven. See, the gospel is no kindly polemic, no flowery word, blood-bought absolution. The authority Jesus held in the temple is the same authority by which he spoke from the cross. It is finished. The baptism of John prepared the way. Jesus fulfilled it. What the chief priests, these elders reject, Christ accomplishes with finality. And now we, in Christ, may stand in the presence of God, not in negotiation, but in the certainty of his Torah, of his word, in the certainty of his Christ, with whom and in whom, by the waters of holy baptism, we have been buried into his death and raised to a new life. So the words of Psalm 119, the words that we love to sing. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. It's what the new man born of that holy baptism pursues, not out of fear, but out of faith. For Christ has spoken. His authority is not just rebuke, but restoration. And in Christ, we need not stand and defend our own righteousness, for we know that we have nothing of ourselves to offer. Rather, we confess the righteousness that is his, the righteousness that is ours as he has given it to us. We confess Christ crucified for me, for you. And in those times when we do stumble in fear, or often we do, that same authority that confronts sin extends to us God's grace and mercy. For Christ's word speaks life. Life to the coward, life to the calculating, life to the questioning, life to the sinner. And so when the world asks, by what authority? By the authority of Christ and him crucified. For his cross is our confidence. O Lord, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.